Well, for a start, it's chuffing miles away from anything. That bit definitely ain't part of the community. And when I first visited the place, I thought, how can you call this a community stadium? Surely the middle of chuffing nowhere stadium would be a bit more apt. After you've made the 3-day walk and stopped at base camp Bergervan to take on food for the last part of the journey, you approach the ground and you start to get a proper feel of why it's the community stadium. There's a band outside, there's kids playing tennis, there's a couple of lasses on stilts, and it's all playing to the family market. The social side of things, trying to bring folk together, and I must admit, I really liked it. It had a very warm feel to it all. But to me, true community, the heart of the community, means just that. It must be in amongst it all. And Layer Road had houses right opposite it. Griffin Park's got a pub on every corner. And Kenilworth Road doesn't get more communal than that. It's set in a row of houses and you go through somebody's back door to get to ground. You're right underneath somebody's bedroom. Surely that is heart of the community. You can keep your new mega clean flat pack brand spanking new grounds for me. They're always on trading estates. They're always miles away from anywhere. And it don't really matter that you can put on bands, you can put on this, you can put on face painting, you can put on that. It don't make any difference. If it isn't inside, right at the heart of the community, then it ain't a community ground. And I think fans should think long and hard before they wish for a new one. Because as the song says, you don't know what you've got till it's gone.